ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यम् नारायणं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो चयमुदीरयेत् नस्तापृषु अपात्रेषु नित्यां भगवत सेवया। भगवतु उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज से मैं भागवतम की चाहे। सो वी बिगिन अ न्यू चैप्टर फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 4। गजेंद्रा रिटर्न्स टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड। सो वी रीड द समरी श्रीमद् प्रभुपाद। दिस 4th चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्स द प्रीवियस बर्थ ऑफ गजेंद्रा एंड द क्रोकोडाइल। इट टेल्स how the crocodile became a Gandharva and how Gajendra became an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was a king on the Gandharva planet whose name was Huhu. Huhu. Yeah. Good name, huh? Once this king, Huhu, was enjoying with the women in the water, and while enjoying, he pulled the leg of Devala Rishi, who was also taking a bath in the water at that time. Upon this, the sage became very angry, and he immediately cursed him to become a crocodile. King Huhu was very sorry when cursed in that way, and he begged pardon from the sage, who in compassion gave him the benediction that he would be freed when Gajendra was delivered by the personality of Godhead. Understandable? Huh? Thus, the crocodile was delivered when killed by Narayana, Lord Narayana. When Gajendra, by the mercy of the Lord, became one of the Lord's associates in Vaikuntha, he got four hands. This achievement is called Sarupya Mukti, or the liberation of receiving a spiritual body exactly like that of Narayana. Gajendra, in his previous birth, had been a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. His name was Indradyumna, and he was the king of the Tamil country. Following the Vedic principles, this king retired from family life and constructed a small cottage in the Malaya Chala hills, where he always worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in silence. Agastya Rishi, along with many disciples, once approached King Indradyumna's ashram, but because the king was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not receive Agastya Rishi properly. Thus the Rishi became very angry and cursed the king to become a dull elephant. In accordance with this curse, the king was born as an elephant, and he forgot all about his previous activities in devotional service. Nonetheless, in this birth, as an elephant, when he was dangerously attacked by the crocodile, he remembered his past life in devotional service and remembered the prayer he had learned in that life. Because of this prayer, he again received the mercy of the Lord. Thus, he was immediately delivered and he became one of the Lord's four-handed associates. Shukadev Goswami ends this chapter by describing the good fortune of the elephant. Shukadev Goswami says that by hearing the narration of Gajendra's deliverance, one can also get the opportunity to be delivered. Shukadev Goswami vividly describes this, and thus the chapter ends. So we start, think, 8th canto, 4th chapter, text 1, Sanskrit verse, and also 2, the second verse we take, because it has no purport. Si Shukha Vacha Tata Devarshi Gandharva Prameshana Purogama Mumuchu Kusumasaram Shamsanta Karma Tattare. Word for word we take. Si Shukha Uvacha. Si Shukadev Goswami said. Tada. At that time, when Gajendra was delivered. Only you are speaking? Or repeating? I only hear you. Devarshi Gandharva, the demigods, the sages, and Gandharvas. Brahma Ishana Purogama, headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Brahma and Ishana. Mumuchu, showered. Kusuma. Kusuma Asaram. A covering of flowers. Shamsantaha, while praising. Karma, transcendental activity. Tat, Gajendra Mokshana. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Si Shukadev Goswami said, when the Lord delivered Gajendra, king of the elephants, all the demigods, sages and Gandharvas, headed by Brahma and Shiva, praised the activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and showered flowers upon both the Lord and Gajendra. Purport. It is evident from this chapter that great sages like Devala Rishi, Narada Muni and Agastya Muni will sometimes curse someone. The curse of such a personality, however, is in fact a benediction. Both the crocodile, who had been a Gandharva in his previous life, and Gajendra, who had been a king named Indradyumna, were cursed, but both of them benefited. Indradyumna, in his birth as an elephant, attained salvation and became a personal associate of the Lord in Vaikuntha. And the crocodile regained his status as a Gandharva. We find evidence in many places that the curse of a great saint or devotee is not a curse, but a benediction. Verse 2, 842. Nedur tundu bhayo divya gandharva nan ritur chagu rishayas charana sitas tushtu vu purushottamam. There was a beating of kettle drums in the heavenly planets. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka began to dance and sing, while great sages and the inhabitants of Charana Loka and Sita Loka offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama. Si Shukha Vacha Tada Devashi Gandharva Prameshana Purogama Umuchu Kusuma Saram Shamsanta Karma Tathare Netur Dundu Bhayo Divya Gandharva Nan Ritur Jaguhu Rishayas Charana Siddhas Tushtuvu Purushottamam. Si Shukadev Goswami said, when the Lord delivered Gajendra, king of the elephants, all the demigods, sages and Gandharvas, headed by Brahma and Shiva, praised his activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and showered flowers upon both the Lord and Gajendra. There was a beating of kettle drums in the heavenly planets. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka began to dance and sing, while great sages and the inhabitants of Charanoloka and Siddhaloka offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama. Om Agyatim Ranya Siyaganachana Salakyam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasma Shikrave Nama Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Katamayam Dadati Svabhatam Tikam Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao Gaudadaya Pushpavanto Chitta Shando Tamonadao Mancha Kalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhevacha Patittanam Pamnevya Vaishnaveva Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare
Rama 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 Hare Hare. Chandra Mokshana, this is Sanskrit, the deliverance of Gachendra, who was a great Vaishnava in his previous life. King Indradyumna, he offered a prayer, Vedic prayer, to the Lord as a daily sadhana, and he became very absorbed in that prayer and attained a very high realization of Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, due to a slight mistake, he became cursed to become an elephant. Just little offense, little unattentiveness. Actually, it's not even an unattentiveness of his side. It was somehow unconscious. Like the sage whose son who was in trance, and Maharaj Parikshit came there. He was tired. He wanted to have a resting place. It was in the forest. It was not in the city. He was thirsty. He was hungry. So it is an etiquette that if somebody comes to your house, that he's properly received, and that you offer him at least some sitting place, some welcome words, in a happy mood, not, oh, again a guest. I should be happy to receive a guest, because the guest is like Lord Narayana coming to you, like the Lord. We should be very hospitable, especially as a grihastha. Anyone, even as a sage, in his ashram, if somebody comes to him, he immediately offers him a seating place, some water, some fruits, or whatever is available for him to offer to the guest. But the sage was tolerant because he was absorbed. But the son, when he saw how Maharaj Parikshit offered a garland of a snake towards the sage who was in trance, he maybe thought Parikshit was a little bewildered, it is said, by the Lord's will. Because he already conquered so many. and he knew proper behavior, and he always got himself held under control, sense control, mind control, because he was a descendant of the Pandavas, so he knew proper behavior. But somehow or other he was bewildered at that time because Krishna had a higher plan, so that the faultless king became cursed, not by the sage himself, because the sage was Vaishnavas are very realized. He is easily forgiving an offense towards himself. Some sages not easily forgive. They easily become angry because of their tapasya. But somehow or other this sage, I think Shamika Muni, was it? Shaunakarishi. Shaunakarishi. He didn't become upset. He didn't become angry. No? But his son became Sringi. Because he was an upstart. He was a teenager. And he was a little proud to be a Brahmana. A little too passionate. And he wanted to show to his friends his Brahma Tejas, his powers. And so he cursed the faultless king. And although the sage could do something, he felt very bad. And he could do something, but because a Brahmana spoke the curse, it is accepted that it is unchangeable. It cannot be reversed. And when Maharaj Parikshit received the message of his dad that he will be beaten by a magical snake in 7 days, he accepted it as the plan of the Lord for a higher purpose. Also in the sixth canto, there was one sage, he took the, what was the name of that curse, from whose bones should be taken Tadichi, yeah, thank you. Tadichi Rishi. So he was a very great ascetic. He had all his mystical powers in his bones. And the Supreme Lord Narayana, he knew about his mystical powers. So when King Indra was in trouble, he needed a weapon to kill Vritrasura. And so he got the instruction to go to Tadichi Muni, ask him for his bones. who will surrender his bones to somebody if he will come to you? You ready? Can I have your bones? Because I need to make a weapon. You have a lot of powers in your bones. I need to make a weapon of it. Can you give it to me as a gift? And the sage said, yes, of course, you can have them. Because it's for a higher purpose. If my body is useful for a higher purpose, it should be offered as a yagya. We should not be Kripana only thinking about I and mine, it's my body. Therefore, even a devotee is ready to offer his body to the spiritual master, to the mission of the spiritual master and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without thinking what will happen with my body. Actually, the devotee is ready to offer as a sacrifice, on Prabhupada's request, tons of gallons of blood for delivering even one conditioned soul from the cycle of birth and death. That's a commitment that every devotee should take upon himself to make at least one devotee So Vaishnava is always Parakripamoya. Paramakripamoya. Paradukaduki Kripamoya. He feels miserable if all others are miserable. And he becomes happy if others are happy. That we can see in Prabhupada. He mentioned his only purpose why he actually went to America, why he traveled so many times around the world in a very risky age, was to make the people happy. And he knew the secret of happiness is not material enjoyment. It is not advancement in dharma, artha, karma, and even moksha, because moksha, the bliss in moksha, is only a little drop in comparison with the ocean of devotional service, of bhakti. So it is insignificant, and therefore a devotee has no interest in dharma, artha, karma, moksha. He only prays for seva, for devotional service, in this life or in the next. Gajendra, because in his previous life he was in the Umna Maharaj, he had this prayer, and he didn't forget it, even in elephant body. The elephant body is dull body, but seems to be dull, but actually they have very good intelligence. They have very sharp memory. Whatever an elephant has in his head, he keeps, even if he gets 100 years old, you know, he will never forget. Prabhu says, the expression is an elephant never forgets. And we have seen in Mayapur. In Mayapur, we had an elephant there, you know, who was the carrier of Radha Madhava. He never forgets. No, he never forgets who is his friend, who did something good to him, and he never forgets if somebody did harm him, right? And one time it happened, one devotee, even after many, many years, because this devotee harmed that elephant somehow or other, I don't remember anymore why and how, but the elephant remembered and he got so angry and he wanted to kill that devotee. Right? I have in memory. I don't want to go all in detail. I only want to give the example of an elephant that actually has very sharp memory, although he looks very dull. Therefore, he could remember these Sanskrit verses, this prayer, because he offered that in devotion. And devotion is never lost, although our bodies may be lost, but our devotion, our prayers, our devotional service, what we offer to Krishna, it's not forgotten. It's not forgotten by the Lord. It's not forgotten by the Spiegelmaster. It's not forgotten by the Vaishnavas. And it's not forgotten by the soul. The mind may be forget. The mind forget. Because the mind anyway is dull. In Bhagavatam states, the senses, even including the mind and the intelligence, and especially the dull senses, they cannot recognize anything without the presence of the soul. Therefore, actually, the witness of our bodily activities is the consciousness. Without presence of consciousness, there is that. Even you have mind and intelligence and senses very perfectly, but they cannot function without the presence of the jiva, the soul. Therefore, because the soul belongs to the Svarup Shakti of the Lord, it is eternal, it is full of awareness, full of consciousness all the time. And whatever consciousness we are acquiring and we are cultivating by sadhana, positive or negative materially, or what to speak of spiritually, we take with us to the next body. We take to the next body. So the consciousness is carrying us, actually the soul, the consciousness carries us to the next body or also to liberation. And now a very important point is, why Gajendra attained liberation in Vaikuntha? He became an associate, eternal associate in Vaikuntha, four-armed form. No different practically from the Lord's form. This is called Sarupa Mukti. He attained the Sarupa Mukti. The same form as the Lord. The only difference of that form is that the Lord has the Kaustubha and the Srivatsa sign, and that Vaikuntha Vasis, who are eternal servants of the Lord in Vaikuntha, don't have. They don't have it. But otherwise, four arms, blue colors, similar dress, similar hairstyle, lotus eyes. And Gopkumar arrived in Goloka, in Vaikuntha. He considered every Vaikuntha-vasi with the four arms, oh, he's Narayana. So he offered his obeisances. But the devotee said, no, I'm not Narayana. You have to go through the seven gates and then you come to Lord Narayana. The husband of Lakshmi Devi. So go there. So Gajendra, he received the Sayuja Sarupa Mukti. Not Sayuja, Sarupa. So that means he became liberated became an eternal associate of the Lord. But the crocodile, who was killed by the Lord's Sudarshan Chakra, Lord Purushottama, he's Jagannath, he's the Lord of the universe. He comes to save his devotee. So, otherwise, this elephant, he was a Gandharva, and he became cursed because he was in a playful mood. Gandharvas always very playish, you know. You cannot trust the Gandharva, it is saying. Gandharva cannot trust. They can sing nicely, they can speak nicely, very flirting way. And they're always surrounded by many women. They're always in enjoying mood. And because in this way they become a little intoxicated. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but quite a lot of intoxication. Intoxication because of passion. Because Gandharvas are very much in passion. They can be very good, very gentle, if they are in the mood, but they can also become very tricky, very mischievous, if they are in the mood. Because they have two minds. They cannot trust Gandharva. Therefore, never trust Gandharva. They're very tricky. And therefore, this Gandharva, he was in his playful mood. He saw a sage there, in meditation or doing his ritual in the river. And he thought, well, I will make a trick with him. I will tease him. And he captured his leg. He dived under the water and dragged his leg from where he was standing on it, you know. In meditation, absorption in Gayatri Mantra. And of course, you know, the sage was surprised, what's going on? So he became very angry. Anger shoots out of sages, you know. Not the compassion at this point if they become hurt. Because sages are very great tapasvis, they're very great renunciates, and because of their tapasya, they easily can become angry, easily also can give blessing. They're asutosh. Asutosh. Therefore, we also have to be careful with sages, that we are not hurting them. Be gentle and respectful to the sages. Whoever it is, don't think, I'm more powerful because I'm a Gandharva, he's only a sage. No, they can harm anyone. There's a saying, I'm not afraid of anything in this material world. Only of the curse of a Brahmana I'm very much afraid. Because the curse of Brahmana is,
irreversible.
It is irreversible. That means you cannot change it. You have to accept it. It's because it was your fault. And then it's only a way how we accept it. Like that, we have to accept. So, what diseases we have to accept. So many things in material world we have to accept, happiness and distress. But it's the consciousness what we make out of it. How we are looking at it. So therefore there is nothing good, there is nothing bad. Because it's all manoratena, manodharma. From material point of view, nothing is good, nothing bad. Everything is dependent on our consciousness. And if the consciousness is fixed in Krishna, and we make the best of a bad bargain, or of a bad situation, then we can become benefited. So anyway, this Gandharva, he became cursed by the sage to become a crocodile, because crocodiles, they come and sneaking underneath the water and bite you in the leg. So you should become crocodile because you have crocodile mentality. So become a crocodile. He could not do anything. His Gandharva glory was in one moment finished. Of course, he regretted and he asked for pardon, for excuse. But because the curse was already spoken, so the sage, he became a little mellow and compassionate and told, okay, in next life, as a crocodile, you will bite Gajendra and then he also will become benefited. The Lord will come and will kill you with the Sudarshan Chakra and you will go back to Gandharva Loka, where you came from. So now the question or the point is, what is the reason why the Gandharva was sent to Gandharva Loka, although purified? He actually became purified of his sin of an offense to the Brahmana, to a sage. Of that, he became purified. And he became killed by the Sudarshan Chakra. He became purified, but he could not attain Vaikuntha or deliverance from the material world, because he had no desire, no samskara for it. Gajendra had a samskara for it, already from previous life. And then when he became saved, Gajendra Mokshana, by Lord Narayana himself, he came, because he was calling out for the Lord in a helpful mood. Therefore Gajendra is in taking shelter in the Lord. He's an Artha devotee. He was in anxiety about his life. But because he was devotional from previous life already, so he called out to the Lord in a helpless way, please help me, please help me. And he offered his prayers. And he was not asking for save my life. That's also a very important point. He didn't request the Lord to save my life so that I can longer way enjoy with my elephant family. Because for an elephant, they're also attached to his family and everything surrounding, because he was the king of the elephants. He was Gajendra. Gajendra. He was the king of the elephants. So he also wanted to enjoy. He was not ready to give up. Normally one doesn't want to give up the body. Even if you're in miserable condition. Even if you're an elephant. Even if you're a crocodile. Nobody wants to die. Everyone makes all kinds of arrangements not to die. But Gajendra was asking for the Lord for help. For help. And he attained Goloka, he attained Vaikuntha, he attained liberation Vaikuntha, become an associate of the Lord with a similar body as the Lord, living on the same planet as the Lord. Why? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives the answer, because Gajendra, he was praying in the previous chapter, in one verse. Everyone is endeavoring for dharma, artha, kama, moksha, but when they are very fortunate, they come to the platform of liberation. That means attaining liberation in Vaikuntha. And therefore, my only desire is please deliver me from this dharma, artha, kama, moksha mentality and accept me as a, accept me as one of your associates in the spiritual world. Give me an immortal body in Vaikuntha. So he was praying like that. Crocodile soul was not praying like that. Therefore, he had no desire in that direction. He only wanted to be a Gandharva. So he became a Gandharva again. So he became reinstalled again back to Gandharva Loka. Of course, Gandharva Loka, the Gandharvas, if they have some realization about Krishna, whenever there is a Sankirtan Yagya going on, they come and join. They sing and dance because they're very good singers, dancers, musicians. So they will join. Narad Muni has experience. Narad Muni has the experience of he was a Gandharva in one life previously, before Shudrani, son of Shudrani, in his previous life. It is mentioned, I think, also 6th canto. The story, Narada tells the story how he was cursed. He himself became cursed by the demigods, because the demigods in the heavenly planets, they also have Sankirtan. They sing and dance because Sankirtan is it's a process of archanam, also of deity worship. And they worship deity. There's one process, it's called Sankirtan, singing and dancing. Sankirtan also means deep absorption in the holy name, glorifying the Lord's holy name, circumambulating the temple or the deity we worship, the demigods worship. And they have Sankirtan. There was this Gandharva who was surrounded again by many ladies, women, and he was a very good singer. He was a star. He was like a pop star, and he was very popular amongst the groupies of women who were hanging around him and glorifying him and singing with him. And the demigods invited him also, please join. Actually, even without invitation, when a procession is going on, when the deity is coming out of the temple, when there is Ratha Yatra, when there is a circumambulation of the temple with the deity, one has to follow the deity. That's also described in Nectar of Devotion. It's also one of the 39 items of Sadhana Bhakti in the process of Archanam. So it's very important to follow the deity, to participate in it, and immediately happily sing and dance in front of the deity. One should not sit down in front of the deity when the deity is coming out. One immediately has to follow. Also the spiritual master, when the spiritual master is coming out, one should follow. Not remain sitting on the ground when the spiritual master and Krishna, the deity, is coming. Immediately one has to rise. Even if you are invalid, you have to. Otherwise you will become an invalid in next life. The Shastra say, you become invalid in next life if you don't follow the deity and don't rise and offer respect to the deity and to the guru or some superior personality. One has to offer respect. But here, we have the story because we are sometimes so much intoxicated by passion. So we don't follow, we don't offer respect, we don't rise. We just go on in our way of prayers and meditation or sleeping or, I don't know, eating. And think this is more important now. But now, the most important is, most greatest important is that when the Lord is coming, when Guru is coming, you have to rise and offer respect and follow and glorify. This is very important. But this Gandharva, he didn't do it. So the demigods became very angry, upset, and they cursed him. You should not be a Gandharva because you're not singing for the Lord, you're not dancing for the Lord, you're not glorifying the Lord. Take birth in this material world, in the lower planet, as the son of a Shudrani. So in this way, Narada, he became the son of a Shudrani. But he had the good luck to meet Bhaktivedantas, Vaishnavas. He did some humble seva to them. He gave them service. He got the remnants of their Mahaprasadam by their permission, not just stealing or taking, by permission. So he received respectfully the remnants of their prasadam, maha prasadam, and he also learned from them about the scriptures. When they had katha together, when saints come together, they always speak about Krishna, philosophical topics. And the boy, although young in that age, at that time, he had the opportunity to hear, to do seva, to get Mahaprasadam, Mahaprasadam. And that gave the change in his heart. So the sages became kind to him and gave him specific instruction of sadhana and also mantra initiation. And in this way, when they left and his mother died, he left the home with great determination, remembering the instruction what he received. That's only what is to do, to remember instruction guru gives. When he is present and when he leaves, we have to remember. That's our only must. Today I read one excerpt from a letter of Srila Prabhupada this morning, where he writes to one devotee who had some trouble, who had some obstacles, and Prabhupada writes to him, there are no obstacles. If you follow my instruction, I give this obstacle a kick, that they will all fly away, and there will be no obstacles in your whole life if you follow my instructions. I give these obstacles a kick. You can read in the letters, in the September calendar of the Prabhupada statements of letter. I don't know, 6, 7 or 8 September, it's there. So I was very inspired about this verse, because we all have obstacles. And why we have obstacles, Prabhupada makes it very clear, because we don't follow guru instruction, then we have an obstacle. Prabhupada gave us everything. He gave us all the guidelines, materially and spiritually, how to behave properly, what sadhana to do, what is the goal, how to achieve it. If you keep to that, and not speculating and deviating, and always carrying this instruction of Srila Prabhupada on our head, then the obstacles will all remove, will all go away. And even if obstacles are still maybe coming, they will become easily overcome by mercy, if you remember Guru. Mukam karoti vachalam pangom langai digarim yat kripatam maham vande shi gurum dinataranam. So this is saying, even the layman, if you remember Guru, he can cross a mountain. A blind man can see the stars, or he can see the Lord, and he can speak the proper words. So that's all the mercy. Therefore, we should always aspiring for the mercy of the Vaishnava, mercy of Guru, previous acharyas also. We should not forget. It's actually everything in the same packet, because in this way we can get the mercy of Krishna. All obstacles and all problems will become very diminished. Because that is the nectar of devotion saying, that the first symptom of devotional service is that it diminishing the obstacles, the problems in life. It creates auspiciousness, and the klesha agni, becomes very much diminished. The big ocean of birth and death will shrink to the hoofprint of a calf. easily we can overcome the ocean of burden that was very big, very huge, unlimited from our point of view. But if you surrender to Krishna's lotus feet, it shrinks the hoofprint of a calf. Samashita samashita ye pata lavava plavam mahapatam punya yasho murarer bhavambudir vatsa param padam padam yat vipadam natesham. So the material world is padam padam. It's a very dangerous place, dangerous on every step. But if you can remember Guru and Krishna, like Prabhupada also says, there's no difference between Guru and Krishna. It's a parallel line. You should not only think, oh, only Guru and not and Krishna. I'm not on the level now. Or others say, only Krishna, but Guru, yeah, okay. I take more shelter in Krishna. No, Krishna, Guru and Krishna. Yasya Deve, Yatha Deve. Yatha, Yasya Deve. Yasadeve. Yasadeve. Parab. Anyway, I told it already. That's on the Sanskrit. It doesn't appear now. Yasadeve. Parab. Tata Deve. Tata Guru. So we have to, Deve, Krishna, God, and the Guru, we have to take in parallel line. And if we are on parallel, on two tracks, that means a Guru and Krishna as shelter. Then the path becomes very clear, very safe. We can learn from the scriptures. Scripture gives positive examples, negative examples, and how from that negative the positive ultimately came out. So we can learn everything from Bhagavatam. Like Bharata Maharaj also, in previous life he became cursed. He became attracted to a deer and then had to take birth as a deer accordingly. But he could keep his high level of realization, self-realization in his deer body. And at one point he gave up. He regretted and that he did this in previous life. He could remember everything and he prepared himself for next life. And then he took birth as Chatabharat. Chatabharat, fifth canto, the very nice episode. Chatabharat's instructions is to King Rahugana about self-realization, about the mind. The mind is greatest enemy. If not engaged properly in Krishna consciousness, if not controlled, but the same mind will become our friend if he is properly engaged. Atma means soul. Atma means also mind. So if the soul is engaged in Krishna consciousness, it becomes purified. It becomes happy. And with the determined devotional service and by following instruction of the spiritual master, so we have a very good sword, a weapon to conquer the mind, to conquer our anardas, the bad habits. And then with the help of the mind, actually we need the mind, we cannot destroy the mind. We need the mind, we need the intelligence. And engaged in the interest of the soul in relation in bhakti yoga to the super soul, Lord Krishna, then the mind also becomes happy too. Yayatma supersedati. If one is free of rajaguna, tamaguna, and is situated in sattvaguna, transcendental goodness, free of lust and greed, and offensive mentality, then one is situated in goodness, one becomes happy, because goodness creates happiness, real happiness, that stays anantam, it's eternal, it's non-ending, that happiness. so that happiness is achieved. Ultimately, the mind wants to be happy, the senses want to be happy, but they cannot be happy on their own. They can only demand, demand, demand. And therefore, in one point, one Vaishnavacharya, he was singing. So now, I don't want to serve these thankless masters. I don't want to serve the mind and the senses, because they're all like dacoits. They're just luring me and engaging me in the service, and they're always demanding more and more and more and more and more. But now I came to the conclusion, I'm fed up with serving them, so now I only want to serve one master, and that is Krishna. And this other master, so-called master, I will ignore them, because if I fixed my service in the devotional service to Krishna, then gradually all the senses and the mind, they will become purified. And with the purified senses and mind, then our enemies, lust, greed, anger, illusion, enviousness, jealousy, and so on, will all become removed, will become destroyed, will become like glowworms in the fire or in the light of Krishna consciousness. They lose all the powers, becoming insignificant. So therefore, let us stick to the positive process of Bhakti Yoga with determination. Learn from the examples of Bhagavatam that ultimately only holy name, Harinam, and the prayers to the Lord, sincere prayers offered from Sharanagati, with full surrendering, they're ultimately our friends and our only helpers. And whoever remembers you or reminds you in this way, like the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, they're our friends. With them we should always associate and stay always in this association. Never think there's something similar outside of the association of devotees who also seem to be very friendly and nice and gentle, sometimes even better than the Vaishnavas. No, not possible. There may be many nice and gentle and people, but if they don't have Krishna in the center, they're not delivered. So this is only a temporary thing. It's only a show. It's a sentiment. So the sentimentalists are not our friends. Those who tell you the truth are our friends. And that's only Guru and the Vaishnavas who are connected with the absolute truth. So I stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question maybe? Yeah, Prabhu? You want to add something, huh?
I want to add something.
Yeah, it's very nice.
You know, this was a very nice chapter of this Kankuru meeting. There was the discussion so many times of curses inflicted by testimony on the agenda. And you mentioned others today also in your class. We learned that because the agenda was in a state of distress, he surrendered to Krishna. So this is one of the four categories of people that surrender to Krishna. The next were someone who's search of wealth, which was Dhruva Maharaj. Those who were in Krishna, sages of Dharma, and those that wanted knowledge of the Absolute Truth. With the four Kumaras. So of these others, who was cursed or who themselves invoked a curse on somebody? So, do you know? So, the four Kumaras, So what happened is they went to Vaikuntha, and the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha were Jaya Vijaya, and they tried to impede the four Kumaras from going in to see Vishnu. So what did they curse? How did they curse him?
They became demons on their choice.
Because
yes. Three lifetimes.
In three lifetimes they became demons, but they were residents of Vrindavan.
Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha. And they, as you mentioned, all the residents of Vaikuntha have four arms. Yeah. Everyone looks the same because you didn't know who was Vishnu. But in each circumstance when these demons were killed, they were killed by Krishna.
Ultimately.
And so, therefore, they were able to see this. So, these curses are also benediction.
That's what Prabhupada also points out in the purport, that the curse will turn into benediction. If it is cursed by a Vaishnava or a great, powerful, pure sage. Not any curse. There are many people who curse in this world, but not on the level of realization of the Lord. And his end.
You also said earlier that the proper etiquette is that, just like when a sage or a saintly person comes to your home, he has to be received properly, provided with nourishment, and given a comfortable seat. Where do you live? Where do you live?
I live. I live here just in the neighborhood.
That's a joke.
No.
Well, because I was I
don't want to press myself on others, Everyone is welcome. But I don't want to just push myself on it. You're always welcome. I will keep it in mind.
Yes. Quick, lock the door. Turn
off the lights. I have open door. So many come. I don't know why it never happened. Sorry. I will come back to you. Any question more? Okay. Grantaraj Simha Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.